On the morning after the highly anticipated 2018 midterms, friends Pam Whittall, Tom Moore, and David Ahn gathered around a small table at the Linden Street Cafe in Old Town Fort Collins, something they do most mornings.
Monday, Wednesday, Fridays.
After yoga class.
Between sips of coffee, they talked about the outcomes of Tuesday's election. They're pretty pleased overall with the dozens of Democratic candidates that Coloradans elected last night, including the new governor, Jared Polis.
Hardworking, open-minded individual. We need more of those in politics.
But Whittall is also a bit disappointed.
And the initiatives didn't turn out the way we would have hoped.
What in particular were you looking at?
Well, the school one, for sure. 73, I think that was.
This election, the more progressive measures were defeated, including Amendment 73 and Proposition 110, which proposed raising taxes to fund public education and transportation. And perhaps one of the most hotly contested issues, Prop 112, did not pass. It would have increased the distance of new oil and gas drilling from homes to 2,500 feet.
You can buy anything, because that's why it didn't pass, I think.
David Ahn is talking about the money that was spent opposing 112, roughly $40 million that came mostly from the oil industry. While 56% of voters oppose the measure, organizers for Prop 112 say they'll continue to push for what they say are common sense regulations, perhaps in the next election. Across Old Town, a veteran of the U.S. Navy and Fort Collins native, Norm Cook, is sipping on his morning coffee at Starbucks. At 79, he says he tries to stay away from the pastries.
Sometimes a blueberry scone.
He's already pored over last night's results in this morning's paper. He wasn't rooting for either party, but thinks the winning candidates are strong.
I'm more interested in the person than the party, really.
If Colorado's voter turnout were a pie, there'd be a slice for Republicans and a slice for Democrats, but the biggest piece would go to the unaffiliated voters, like Cook, who had their highest turnout ever. Cook didn't vote for the new governor, Jared Polis, who is now the first openly gay governor in the country.
Well, that's okay, you know. That doesn't mean he won't do a good job. That doesn't happen to be my preference of lifestyle, but that's his business.
In neighboring Weld County, the morning crowd at Butters, a local diner, is sitting down to plates of sausage omelets and French toast. Josh Hamblin is here with his wife and two young kids. His thoughts on the new governor?
No comment.
Republican candidate Walker Stapleton won the Eastern Plains, including Weld County, as well as most of the Western Slope. But it was a blue streak that runs through the state along the Front Range that decided the race. And that's troubling for Hamblin.
I hate seeing Colorado go to the Democratic side.
According to some pundits, Colorado may continue to be a friendly place for the Democratic Party in the future, especially if trends in population diversity and education attainment continue to climb. In historically conservative counties like Weld, voters like Hamblin are concerned by what could be a growing cultural shift. But he says there is one silver lining from the election, the failure of Prop 112.
I mean, that's our family livelihood.
Like many in the region, Hamblin works in the oil industry.
I think the oil and gas industry did a great job educating the public to let them know how big of a devastation it'd be to the economy.
As a conservative, he's disappointed by Colorado's new political representation. But he says the failure of the more progressive ballot initiatives is in his favor. Esther Honig, KUNC.